The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
She could call anytime if she need a couple of dollars. She got a boatman who's come round here, spring a conch shrimp and lobster. She got one man who was cut, but he ain't no surgeon, he ain't no doctor. The average man is getting mad and say these women just love to swing. But the only reason you spending is cause you trying to get a little peace. Everybody know woman rate you by the income that you is bring. Either that or use the one she is called to bring round the ding.
She got a man for her nails, a man for her toes, a man for her hair, a man for a clothes, got a man she.
Good yawning this morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Friday the 17th of October 2025. And you are on the clock with Erin Green. This is going to be one of the biggest, busiest weekends leading up to the holiday season. There is so much to do this weekend. But you cannot start off your weekend without trying to participate in the Miracle Miles Fun Trust Walk fundraiser. And I, you know why? Because they wake in with you. They start at 6 a.m. They say, look here, you could do this at,
7
a.m.?
Not so crazy.
Y'all really trying to get me to come do this run with y'all?
Much more friendly.
Oh, man.
You changed that time just for you.
Right, thank you. If I didn't have a job to go to, Corinne Mitchell would pinch me because I love not going to work, except when I'm on the radio.
I don't notice the weather's changed in the world, so it'll be real cool.
And plus, who needs jobs? Who needs jobs?
I with you, cousin. Who needs jobs? Apparently, all of us on this plantation need jobs. But fortunately, we still have it within us that most of us can work in a job that we like. Mm-hmm. And then in that space, we learn to love ourselves. Right? That's why work life is so important.
That's right.
Like, we feel like, oh, no, just go to work and make that money and come home and pay those bills. But work life and how you are able to participate in it is a part of your human development, right? That's why young people need jobs, right? They need to be able to get into the working world and understand how it works, understand how people communicate and interact with each other in these spaces, right? That's it. You need a first job before you could start your own job. Mm-hmm. You got to get a sense of how it works, right? Like, all of these things are important. I just wish that there were 48 hours in the day so we could bring everybody on the radio to talk, right, about life, mm-hmm, and how these small things in our lives are important and how sometimes the small things take up too much space, right? Anyway, we have in studio with us a group of people who, you can talk about that a little bit, you know, as well. But I have to tell y'all, that song, now Johnny Cake birthday coming up on Friday coming, the 24th.
Wow.
I don't know what he doing, but I know what we doing. We may be having Johnny Cake Day in the studio. But that song is his newest release, Man for Everything. Johnny Cake said, come 2026, y'all going to think he's the Bohemian Vibes Cartel because he's putting out a song every 2 weeks. But before we start the show, I just wanted to say this. We're going to get back to it at the end of the show. We're going to talk about the PLP ratification exercise last night. I started the show with that song because I just wanted to say, if I were Fred Mitchell, I would fire everybody who know Johnny Cake put out this song and didn't make it my campaign theme song for last night. Y'all playing. But look at Johnny Cake. Show these people what you doing. Solo made. Show these people how easy it is to incorporate the most of us in everything we do. There was a great selection of songs out there last night, right? My favorites, of course, were the Bahamian song that was covered by a Bahamian artist to turn it into a campaign song for a particular candidate or the whole party. Mm-hmm. They have one called We come to secure the Southwest Corridor, right? Anyway, so those were my favorites. They took a tradition, a Bahamian song, had Bahamian artists rewrite the lyrics for the candidate. The next set was the Caribbean songs that Bahamians covered to turn it into a song for the candidate, right? But my least favorite songs were the American songs. Now, when I say that, what I mean is not the American songs that Bahamians, Bahamianize, but just you just come out with an American song? No.
Wait, you don't like when they follow Reagan's Grape or Taylor Swift?
No, now, if they did, no, I don't like that at all, but if they did a Rake and Scrape version of Taylor Swift,
you wouldn't mind that.
I would be okay with it, right? But it was a great display of artistry in the campaign songs. I just want to encourage y'all to know that we got plenty of Bahamian artists who could be making songs for you. And on the fly, because Solo Maiden, Johnny Cake, that's your guy with an S, because conjugate properly.
Right, a lot of people don't understand that the ones who are the most talented are the ones you don't know about.
Yep, absolutely. Mm-hmm. That's a part of this conversation as well, because sometimes we look for the wrong indicators for value, what a person can add to the discussion. All right, producer, I'm not sure what's going on with my headphones. I think I have them in the wrong hole. No, I mean for real. So caller, hold the line. Let me get to my guests, and then we're going to adjust the board. All right, here we go. Joining us this morning, representatives from J.S. Johnson Insurance Agents and Brokers present Miracle Miles Fun Trust Walk Fundraiser, in conjunction with BABV, which is the Bahamas Alliance for the Blind and Visually Impaired, and Four Seasons Race Management. Good morning, everybody in the studio.
Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, now. Okay, there we go. We got sound. All right, now, starting to my left, sir, introduce yourself.
My name is Alex Russell.
All right, good morning, Mr. Russell, sir.
Jermaine Brown, president of the Bahamas Alliance for the Blind and Visually Impaired.
All right, Jermaine Brown. Madam?
Jana Indy Johnson, J.S. Johnson.
Cousin, I just make the connection. We can talk afterwards. I get some ideas about insuring me because I am uninsurable.
Say insuring me.
And to my right, sir.
Marcel Bopp, Major, Four Seasons Race Management.
Good morning. Now, Jermaine.
Yes, ma'am.
The Fun Trust Walk. What is that?
So, the Fun Trust Walk is a venture, all the brainchild of Four Seasons, Race Management.
Mm-hmm.
Their emphasis is to give back to persons who find themselves a part of the disabled community.
Mm-hmm.
And this year, we were selected as an organization.
Okay.
And we really appreciate them, as well as J.S. Johnson, so much. Mm-hmm. And I can't begin to thank God yet.
All right. So let me tell you how sometimes we don't understand the value that people other than us bring to the table. I just am enamored by the idea of a trust walk where a sighted person walks with a person who's visually impaired along the route, right? Mm-hmm. And let me tell you to what extent the imperialist world has destabilized the way we live, has forced us into very individualized lives. When we grow up in school, we always had a buddy. Mm-hmm. We always had a Jack.
Right.
And when you see the school talking about pairing students together for the purpose of learning English, that's one thing. But the idea of pairing students together, knowing that you have somebody to walk this school day with, somebody who could get help if you need help, could be there with you when you ain't feeling 100%. So many adults suffer in this life because they believe they cannot be an adult and have a friend like that. Right. So many relationships suffer because they cause the partners to erase their friend, their Buddha. Right. That person cannot be as important as I am in your life, when in fact that non-romantic, that platonic relationship is sometimes more important, right? Or equally important. Mm-hmm. Because the people who you invite to the church for your wedding, you ask them before God to help you make this walk, mm-hmm. right? And so the visually impaired community gives us an opportunity to reimagine how we can live with each other mm-hmm. and how we should be living with each other.
Right.
I love it. Now, let's get to the walking part. I don't like the walking part so much, but I down for it. Let's get to the day. Like Miracle it. Miles Fun Trust Walk. This Saturday?
This Saturday.
Tomorrow.
October 18th. Tomorrow.
Okay.
Tomorrow. 7 a.m.
Ain't enough hours for me to sleep. Okay. 7 a.m. Mm-hmm. Starting point.
It's going to start at the Clifford Park where the National Independence March Pass is, right in that same space right there.
Okay.
7 a.m. tomorrow morning, Clifford Park. It's going to be an amazing, unique, different fun trust walk.
Right. All right. And Food Fest taking place this weekend too?
Awesome. Yeah. So we're going to invite them to come over. While they're setting up, they can come over.
Yes, and then when I finish walking, mm-hmm. I could walk, I can't walk myself back into temptation. I could walk myself to some healthy food. Maybe the vendors are ready.
Well, we'll have some sauce on sale, so you can get some sauce.
Oh, the Miracle Miles Fun Run, Fun Trust Walk, the half sauce.
Right. Right. On sale.
We'll have some sauce on sale.
All right. What else? Now, do I need to bring my own water for the walk? Can I purchase water on site?
No, we're going to have the basics, all the trimmings of a fun run walk
that
you've been accustomed to.
Yeah.
We're going to have the medals. We have medals for the first 100 finishes. We're going to have hats for the first 100 finishes. There are going to be vendors there giving out their products, the sample products.
Okay.
Big up to Thompson's Trading, Nassau Agency Limited. HealthWise is going to be there doing health screening as well.
Mm-hmm.
And
let's say big up all the sponsors and donors and partners because this is a free event.
Right. Indeed. It's free. And also, of course, it would not have been possible with J.S. Johnson.
Without their support.
Very, very grateful, especially to you, Guardian, as well.
Right. Yeah.
So we are very grateful for the support to allow us to do this because it's just almost like a philanthropic give back to be giving, and it does, especially my wife, Teresa, mm-hmm. who I'm sure she's listening. She is, we came together with this idea, and this is really dear and near to her heart. So we are glad to be able to give back this way
to the community.
Right.
Yes. Okay, what's the route? Sometimes I'd be late. I can have somebody drop me off.
No. This is the beautiful part. It's not a rigorous walk.
No.
Yeah.
It's literally a trust walk around Clifford Park.
Oh, awesome.
So picture where the carnival is.
Yeah.
It's that same circuit.
Yeah.
Within that same space.
Okay. So I could park over on Long Wharf, find a parking spot, stretch my legs to get to Clifford Park, and then I do the walk right there.
Right.
I love it. Okay. The walk starts at 7 a.m.
Yes.
Now, if I come a little late, I could start the walk at 9, maybe?
No.
That's too late?
No, that's way too late.
Because right after the walk, there's going to be a domino tournament.
Oh, yeah.
And it's going to be the blind versus the sighted. Right. And Jermaine has already said they're going to whoop
because I know
sighted domino player.
Because what's the one rule of dominoes? Confuse the enemy. Because you sitting there braggadocious, I could see, they could feel the thing. Mm-hmm. Dominoes is a sport, accessible sport.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I don't like it. I mean, I love it, but I don't like my odds.
My challenge still stands.
Okay.
I challenge anybody. Anybody on the domino table.
Now, what type of games? We playing fours, doubles, playing three when we pull the zero out, we playing two when they only pick seven cards and board.
Sound like he's a professional. Wow, you need to come challenge. You need to come challenge.
Listen,
make him stand down.
I have a challenge right now. I need the BABVI, the Association or Alliance for the Visually Impaired, to partner with the Ministry of Education, right? Because our young people are having a difficulty with math. They're having a difficulty with math because they're having a difficulty with English. Now, they grow up speaking English, but it's the English in the question. Right? The biggest barrier to understanding math is your ability to understand English and the question.
Mm-hmm.
But what I have found is, by them who would say, I ain't finished school, right? You know what I'm saying? The fishermen, they pretend they confuse the enemy. Mm-hmm. They pretend they're aloof. They pretend like they don't know nothing. But these, by them, smart.
Yes.
And when it comes to numbers and math and dominoes and backgammon, probability and statistics, they hard on that.
Mm-hmm.
Your young people don't know that lingo. They hard on that, right? And so what a way to show young people another way to access this space. Because I know they watch some older men play.
Mm-hmm.
They see it as a almost as a rite of passage, right? Mm-hmm. Like when I could sit there, sometimes they're gambling, you know. But when I could sit there and win my money back, I've approved something. Mm-hmm. I've shown these men that I have enough acumen, enough thinking skills, right, to navigate the world that they are in. Mm. Anyway, these moments provide opportunities for so much. Mm-hmm. Okay, so 7 a.m., Clifford Park, mm-hmm. Miracle Miles Fun Trust Walk. Now, is this the inaugural?
This is the second, but we chose a different venue. Charity last year.
Okay, so who's the charity last year?
The Bahamas Association for the Physically Disabled.
Okay.
We marched downtown to the marching band, and we had persons, the tourists and everybody, paid monies through the jars that we had for their support.
Okay.
We're going to do a similar event, similar tomorrow. We're going to invite those who are coming to bring extra cash. Because all the cash, because it's a free event, we just want you to
donations,
give back
and donations,
donate,
right.
Donate monies to in our cash boxes and all of the funds. All right. Go to the,
so
to
watch
the
this. I want to ask you to do something. When you leave here, go to the central bank. If not the central bank, go to Sun Cash, right? Tell them, look here, we are having a charity fundraiser tomorrow, and I need someone to set up a sand dollar, Bahamas digital currency, sand dollar account on one of the organizers' phones, so people who have sand dollar could do a quick transfer donate to the race itself, to BABV, to the Bahamas Alliance for the Visually Impaired. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Okay, so 7 a.m., Clifford Park. We do the walk. Then we have souse for sale afterwards. Yes. We have a domino tournament afterwards.
But the sighted people are going to get an opportunity to see what it is to be blind.
Right.
Because we're going to pair them up. All those that come, we bought blindness. So we're going to pair you up with somebody you do not know, which is now going to say that it is a real trust walk.
Okay.
That's where the trust comes in.
Oh, I thought I was going to walk with someone who's visually impaired. I have that opportunity.
That's going to go first.
Okay.
And after that, all those that are there, we're going to pair them up with a sighted person.
Mm-hmm.
We bought the blindness. We're going to put the blindness on one. Mm-hmm. And then your partner is going to carry you around for the trust walk around Clifford Park. Then you're going to swap.
Mm-hmm.
The next person is going to put the blinder on and go around Clifford Park. We have an award for the first, second, and third that comes in, get a trophy award for coming in for second and third. So.
Right. Okay. I like that. Mm-hmm. So listen, I'm from Auckland's. I claim it. my Grammy from Auckland's, right? Mm-hmm. I claim it. And I saw Auckland's gift giver, right? I have a very good friend, Reverend Kelly Jolly. I want to say happy belated birthday to Reverend Kelly Jolly. She celebrated yesterday. And as her birthday gift, I'm going to ask her if she want to do the trust walk with me tomorrow morning. Because I have to work, and then the person who would bring me have to work too. But I think Reverend Kelly could get me. I could get there, and she could get me back to work in time. Right. That's the type of gift I give for your birthday.
Right.
And it's a gift that was given to me. Right? An opportunity to support others.
Mm-hmm.
As an Auckland's gift giver. Mm-hmm. Yes, okay. I love it. So you can walk, you can be paired with a visually impaired person and do the trust walk, and then you become the visually impaired person and you do the trust walk.
Right. With somebody you don't even know. So you're going to have to trust them to take you around.
I trust in the South could be good. Tell me about the South.
The South is going to be excellent.
All right.
We've been having South-Souths for the last 6 years, the last six years, consistently done by the same person, and it's always proven to be very successful in terms of persons always wanting to come back for the South.
I hear that.
The same person is doing our South again, and that's my mother, actually.
I was going to tell you, don't call the name because you know it's good when they don't tell you the secret.
No, that's my mother.
Okay, awesome.
And Alex can attest to it. Alex can attest to it.
I mean,
you brave, Alex. I haven't tasted it yet, and I know it's good, Alex. All right.
I wanted to say that Jermaine, this is part of y'all's fundraising efforts, correct?
Right. Yeah.
And you're saying that you have to take this on because of the considerable cost that the Bahamas Alliance for the Blind and Visually Impaired have to bear, especially with transportation throughout the year.
Yeah. We as an organization, we get a stipend from the government.
Mm-hmm.
It's substantial. It's not much. But transportation cost alone as it pertains to getting our members to and from, because we have a bus driver.
Mm-hmm.
He picks up each individual from their home and return them back to their home after each event. That's costly.
Yeah.
Last year alone, we spent close to $200 short of $7,000 just on transportation alone.
Wow.
Just on transportation alone.
Wow.
So that's what we face on a yearly basis.
Man, look here, BTVI, I know y'all doing big things and y'all expanding on every island. You got 7 campuses now. You've just been accredited, right? But look how we're going to have like a motor vehicle repair program, management and repair program, and students get extra credit or credit towards their program if they commit to spending a certain amount of hours supporting charitable organizations and advocacy and support groups, right? Because you're not a charity. You're an advocacy and support group.
Right, right.
Right? But so, hey, the BABV bus requires 20 hours of maintenance a year.
Mm-hmm.
Can BTVI students in their program
maintain
the buses as a support for the organization?
Well, actually, we don't even have our buses yet. We rent.
Wow.
Okay.
That's why the cost.
So we need, right, we need a bus so that the BTVI students could then maintain it. Right. I got you. Okay. Right. We're working towards it.
Yeah.
All right. So
these type of events help us a lot. And most of our transportation is due just for classes.
Okay.
Because we continue to try and educate and help our persons who are part of the organization stay in contact with society. When I say in contact, help them with being able to still be able to use their phones, their computers, learn how to use the white canes to move about in society.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll let Alex tell you about his self-defense training that he did
last
year.
Hold on. I'm just waiting a minute. Alex, you want to take off your headphones? There you go. All right,
Yeah, I don't like to hear my own voice. I don't know how y'all do it all the time.
I don't like it either.
Like, I hate it so much, and it's weird because I'm also like an artist in my own self. So like, whenever I try to make songs and stuff like that, it's like I have to hear myself and it's hell.
I feel you.
But yeah, the classes has been very fun. We did a self-defense class last year, and it was quite the adventure to watch the blind people try to learn how to fight, you know?
How to fight successfully. Right. I know how to fight, I just can't connect sometimes.
You'd be surprised. Once they get a hold of you, it's over, you know? If you see them coming with the cane, just keep your distance and throw rocks.
But not too hard, because they could hear it coming. I was about to say,
Just throw it low. Just throw it low, so that way if they dock you, get them right in the face. You know?
What I'm saying is, you can't fight a bus of visually impaired people.
You can't fight a bus of 6-year-olds.
Neither, right? I'm telling you, hidden superpowers. But because sometimes their other senses are enhanced.
Yeah.
Beyond the normal experience, right?
Indeed.
It's more so that we focus on us more. Because normal people, I guess, that's probably not the correct term, but we'll just go with it.
Yeah, because plenty of us ain't normal, let me tell you.
But it's more so that they don't use their other senses. Like, I'm sure all of us are seeing that moment where a woman's digging through her purse for like 10 minutes, can't find something, where she would have found it instantly if she just felt in her purse instead of trying to look inside her purse.
Right, she's using her hands to expose for her eyes as opposed to using her hands to feel and identify.
And same thing with listening, like if they're trying their phone and it's ringing, instead of actually just stopping for a moment and listening, they're looking around trying to find it.
My mother taught me that. Right? Like sometimes you use your other senses because she always want to see something with her mouth.
Oh, wow.
Right? Like, what that is? Let me see that.
Yeah.
And then she have to taste the pie. Oh, there's a piece of pie in, right? I get what you're talking about, Alex.
Yeah. Because like for me, because this kind of made me realize it for true, because me personally, I don't know about other people because, I'm just me.
Mm-hmm.
But what I noticed with me personally, I always would struggle to hear people when they whisper and stuff like that. And I always felt like, is my hearing bad? But then I would always notice that I could hear everything else perfectly fine. Mm-hmm. So then I realized that when you can see, even if you don't think you can instinctively read lips to some degree. Mm-hmm. So when someone whispers to you, you're seeing their lips moving and hearing the little bit of what you're getting, and your brain puts that together to give you what they said.
Yep, you know, you're absolutely right. Mm-hmm. See, some of us be out there playing, hiding. We use multiple senses to hear, right?
Yeah, because how you could say you can't read lips when you understand what a person barely says to you from across the room.
That's right. Yeah. You know when the woman cut her eye and you knew exactly what she said.
Yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. Okay, so let me ask you a quick question. Babvi, are y'all... Do you have tools available to people resident in the Bahamas for access to phones, computers? Do you have Braille tools? What type of technology is readily available to people in the Bahamas?
Well, I think Jermaine, you could probably answer that.
Okay, so most devices,
phones, TVs, tablets, have been made from the year 2000 with accessibility features.
Okay.
All right, you just have to go in your settings and turn them on.
Okay.
So with the iPhones or any Android devices, the iPhones, iPhones, it's called VoiceOver. You just have to turn on that feature.
Okay.
Once you turn on that feature, it's so much easier for you to use it as a blind or visually impaired person.
Okay.
For Android devices, it's called TalkBack.
Okay.
All right. I have an Android. With the Android phone, everything that I touch on the screen or I need to access, I just have to double touch it to open or access.
All right. Do they have an app yet? For the tourism sector, right? They have this app where if Miss Johnson and I are traveling, right? I come a day early. I could go through the town and I could mark on like with camera on my phone, I could mark spots and leave a message for her there, right? And when she comes to the site, she could use her camera to reveal the message.
Really?
Right? It's high tech. Do they have an app where I could use my camera? So I point my camera at something and then the phone will read to me what it says?
We call that Be My Eyes.
Okay.
Be My Eyes. There's a feature that you can go on your Android or your iPhone. It's called Be My Eyes.
Okay.
It connects you with individuals who have given up of their free time.
All right.
All across the world, or you can download persons in your family that you feel that they would help you in that regard. And all you have to do is point your camera. Once you access Be My Eyes, you point your camera to whatever device, or once you open it, a person answers and they ask, how can they help you today? And if there is clothing in your closet, I'm looking for a red shirt. So they'll, once you shuffling through the clothes, they'll tell you, okay, that one is blue, that one looks green.
Cool.
So it's an individual that you connect with.
Right.
And that individual can either be a family member or someone from in London.
Yeah.
Wow.
Or in Ethiopia.
Right.
Or in Australia.
Who has given up their free time to assist you.
Because when you marry empathy and technology, right? Lots of us want to help. Lots of us don't know how. Lots of us know people need help, but we don't necessarily have the wherewithal to start an entire organization.
It's also helpful with pictures. When persons send us pictures and flyers and stuff like that, we just send it to Be My Eyes, and it'll give us a full description of what is in the picture.
Listen, because I need to know if that's my mummy I hear. Sneaking behind me to go to the snacks. Be My Eyes right now, please. Oh, man, this is awesome. Listen, we're going to a break. When we get back from the break, we're going to repeat the details of the event tomorrow. Contact information for Babvi and for people who want to support both the event and the organization as a whole. And then I'm going to have to ask you all to leave. Because then I'm going to go, I can talk about the PLP ratification exercise. I don't want you all to be here for that. I don't need you all to see what I'm about to talk about. Anyway, we're going to a break. You guys stay tuned. You're On the Clock with Aaron Green. We'll be right back.
Get ready for the Clifford Big Bro Riley Memorial Concert, Friday, October 17th at 7 p.m. at Bahamas Faith Ministries. It is absolutely free. Performances by Landlord, Sammy Starr, Solo Maid, Antonio Roll, Mr. Black, Sherwin Gardner, Rico, Najia Simonet, Mr. J, Peter Ronks, Mr. Beads, Natasha Taylor, Oslin Jador, Iman, Aliyah Coley, Kristen Massive, Adriana Munnings, Akeem Gardner, DJ Godson, Shabak, Kingdom Mind Ministries, Apostle Henry Higgins, Young Wisdom, Monty Sweat, and the Daughters of Big Bro. Come as we reflect on the life and legacy of Clifford Big Bro Riley. See you there.
You try to rest, but roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there'll be no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers, for window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Nassau's gone sold. We've got a doggone beat now. We're gonna call our very own. Nassau Rock and Nassau Road. Nassau's got a whole lot of soul. Feel alright. Mini skirts, maxi skirts, and afro hairdo. People doing their own thing and don't care about me or you. Nassau's gone funky. Nassau's got soul now. Oh yeah. And we've got a doggone beat now. We're gonna take care of business too. Listen to the drummer playing his beat. Listen to the bass man.
Good morning and welcome back to On the Clock with Aaron Green. I was fighting my producer just now to let the music play. We gotta say good morning to Alfonso Blind Blake, the younger, mm-hmm. right, from Cat Island. Wow. This guy plays the harmonica and the guitar at the same time. Wow. Right? He's devised it himself. And so we need tools, man. We need mm-hmm. technology because the skill is there. The talent is there. And they don't even need you like to buy it. They just need you to make it possible for them to create right. it, right? As you get back to BTVI, where my welding school is, we need a metallurgy welding school so we could build these instruments for people to make it them more accessible. The talent is just sitting, hiding within us, right? And we talk about purpose. Mm-hmm. You need community to unlock purpose. Mm-hmm. It's not something that somebody could do on its own. And sometimes people just need your trust. They just need you to trust their passion and trust the positivity within it, right? That's why I love this trust walk. Okay, so tomorrow morning. Start at 7 a.m. Clifford Park. Now, somebody said again, where are you walking to?
We're going to be walking around the inner perimeter of Clifford Park, right. Absolutely. Where they have the March Past for Independence.
And we start with the first walk is a vision, a sighted person walking with a visually impaired person.
Right, correct. Right. Right.
And then
correct.
The right. second walk is the sighted people become visually impaired.
Indeed. Right.
And they do the same walk.
Right.
All right, with people they don't know.
With people they don't know. We're going to pair them up. And we bought the blinders for them. So they're going to go around once, mm-hmm. then they switch the blinders, and then the second person go around.
Awesome.
And they get a medal when they finish across the finish line.
I may have to duck weight, man. For good cause. I love it. Okay, so after the walks, we have Souse, mm-hmm. and we have Domino Tournament.
The Domino Challenge. And we also have cash boxes there for you to bring extra cash to donate to the Bob V. Right. He also bought some white canes.
Right.
We're going to have the white canes on sale. You can buy the white canes. Mm-hmm. The monies go to Bob V as well as the canes go back to Bob V.
Okay.
And they will distribute it among their community.
So we're buying white canes for members of the community.
Right.
If we know that they're not a part of the association.
Yes. So you bring up white canes, every 15th of October, mm-hmm.
is known as World Waikin Day. Mm-hmm. So we just celebrated Waikin Day on Wednesday. All right. Not only is it Waikin Day, this month is known for so many things. It's Breast Cancer Month, it's Youth Month. It's also
Menopause Awareness Month.
Right.
And hold on, menopause, not properly managed, you can risk losing your eyesight well.
Right.
And it's just, it's wild.
Yeah. So this month is also Blindness Awareness Month all across the world.
Absolutely. White cane safety day. This is particular for me because I broke my foot in 2023 and then I broke my toe in 2025. And on Saturday or Sunday, some young lady walk on my foot. I can bring my cane and the cane in the car, you know.
Oh, wow.
But it's also an indicator to
visual.
Spatial awareness.
Right.
Be careful because when you injure me, it takes me longer to recover to my normal life.
I won't say it's really an indicator because I society, well, here in the Bahamas, it's, you know, many times I've been walking with my white cane, being guided by someone, and persons walk into me head on and ask me if I can't see.
Wow.
That's wild.
Yeah. And this gentleman is over 6 foot.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I see with me, when I walk with my cane, I'm tempted to swing it in the front of me because you're obviously not, you don't see the indicator.
Yeah, you're not paying attention.
Mm-hmm. Right? And the way my insurance set up, I only have 4 more toes left. I really need it. Okay, now, Four Seasons Race Management. Mm-hmm. You got a couple more events to the end of the year.
Yeah, Bob, we're excited, Bob. We have a lot going on, but coming up next week, is the big boys. Boys. The Valley Boys having a fun run walk next week, Saturday.
All right, now, hold on. Somebody said how to register. You don't have to register for this one tomorrow.
We would like for you to register on fourseasonsracemanagement.com.
Okay.
If you are unable to do so, you can come in the morning. Come early, around about 6. We have a registration booth there for you. Don't forget, it's free. Free. Bring some extra cash and just come and have a good time.
If you go out tonight, you get drunk, you see too many spirits, go out to the Faith Trust Walk. Check your eyes. Walk it off.
And get some sauce.
And get some sauce.
One thing I would like to say, Aaron, I you have some listeners and some followers, some avid followers who are blind. I want to send a special invitation tonight. Like, I think Papa is blind.
Papa is blind.
Who else is blind?
Pumpkin Eater is mobility
challenge.
Sort of challenge, right? We know Carlton, Dennis Bethel is visually impaired.
Right.
We got a couple others whose names I don't know, but and to their family members, help get them out. Producer, let's go to the phone line right now. Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller. Boy, look here, these people. Hello? Because they call and play a song for you. My audience ain't easy. They you like play music, Miss Green? I got a song for you. Let's go to the next caller. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning. How you do?
I'm doing great. Still tall, smart man. But thanks for asking. Look, I want to say good morning to Jerome Thompson.
Okay.
He's visually impaired. He's been fighting to get a facility for the visually impaired. I won't go into details because that becomes political. But we really should do something for the people who are visually impaired but are not able at this time to make a living. But they have the potential to do some things. I'll give you one example. I went to see a meeting with the Ministry of Environment a decade and a half ago, and I took Jerome with me. And people said, why did you bring Mr. Thompson? I said, because he can hear what I can't see or hear, because his hearing has been
fine-tuned,
not desensitized.
Yeah.
He had to actually improve his hearing. So when you whisper, he can hear what you said where I couldn't. And it was very helpful. And you see, that's just one way to earn a living as a visually impaired person, but there's many other ways. So I just wanted to, you know, he doesn't call you a lot, but he does listen to all the talk shows. He used to be an avid caller, but I think he got frustrated like myself. But y'all have a good day. It's a good show.
Jerome Thompson?
Yes, JT.
JT. But we know JT. Thank you very much.
JT.
Yeah, I know JT.
I thought JT would be looking to see him tomorrow. That'd be good to see him.
Well, I would have to assist him with that, you know. And
if you don't have two bungee cord to strap JT on your scooter and get him there, Graham.
Yeah, we'll have to pay attention to scooter traffic rules for sure.
Well, look here, if your scooterists don't stop making tight lanes, it's going to be very hard. Not to have empathy, because if I see you on the ground, I can have empathy, right? But it's going to be very hard for you to argue in court, right? That the person that hit you was wrong. You making a third lane. That's against the law.
Yeah.
Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller. Let's go to the next caller quickly. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Ms. Green. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How you do?
Is that JT who drove the boat?
Yeah, that's for JT. That's JT, Marvin.
Hold on. Before he had issues with his sight, or after?
No, just after. After? Yeah,
wow.
He was one of the first persons to actually drive a boat with being blind.
By himself?
Is he there in the studio?
No, he was
his
guy. No, he's not here with me, Marvin. This is Bumble Junior, Marvin.
When he did it, I had my sight.
Okay.
About 2 years or a year and a half after that, I actually lost my sight.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I drove home one night, one evening. When I woke up the next morning, I couldn't see.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah, but I'm going to be out there tomorrow.
Bob,
I already have my day planned for tomorrow morning.
Okay, awesome.
Yeah, I'll be there.
Okay, great stuff.
Bob, all right, you know that,
producer,
right?
Let's go to the next caller. Good morning, caller.
Yeah, good morning. Can you hear me? Are you in the doors in the studio?
Yes, I can hear you.
Yes, you have Bremen and others that do call the show.
Yeah, Bremen, yeah. And then Marvin Johnson.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, yes, now just a number of individuals.
Yeah.
But I just want to say that what happens is that, and take it as political, but the opposition leader spoke about digital economy doing a contribution to the data protection bill. I think one of your people talk about, what do you call it, see me or see for me or something?
Yeah.
In the Bahamas, it's very possible for us to create a digital twin of this city and this country, where they wear those same Ray-Ban Meta glasses, even though they're blind, and it will speak to them as they walk throughout the city and
all
what
right.
they see well, and the direction
Alex
they
can talk about
the Meta glasses, okay?
Right, as we move towards the synoptics of connecting to people, which is all data. Talks about this environment.
Mm-hmm.
We live in an immersive 21st century environment that artificial intelligence and the AI is reshaping the world as we see it, enhancing digital. And I think it creates a unique opportunity for those individuals who we may have overlooked, whether it be visually, physically, would have a challenge, to be integrated not as some subset of a job to be done, but actually creators and innovators. We just need leadership that understands that the Bahamas can be what they call foundational or frontier jurisdiction in the new world that's been shaped towards us.
Thank you, C. Allen. I have to cut you before somebody say this is a political ad. But it made so much sense, right? Mm-hmm. And thank you very much for providing the language, right?
Mm-hmm.
Language, the terminology, the technology that's being used in this space, right? That's what make it more than just a political ad, but it was a political ad. But we thank you for it. We thank you for it. And I want to talk real politics, man. Listen, guys, callers, I could give you 30 seconds, and that gives me 2 minutes to go through the last night's events. Let's go to the next caller, producer. Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller. Oh, man, I didn't mean for you all to hang up, though. No, let me take that back. Let's go to the next caller. Good morning, caller.
Hey.
Hi, morning.
Aaron.
Hi.
What's up?
Hey, LeBron, how you doing?
I good. What's going on? What's up with all the guests in the studio?
Oh, man, so we're having the Miracle Miles Fund Trust Walk fundraiser tomorrow morning, 7 a.m., at Clifford Park. The walk will start at Clifford Park. It takes place at Clifford Park. We've got two sets of walks. You, a sighted person, get to experience this beautiful opportunity to walk with a visually impaired person, and then you get the opportunity to become visually impaired and walk with a sighted person.
Well, I'm visually impaired, so I gotta walk with a sighted person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man, I believe you could walk with a sighted person who's visually impaired too.
I gave LeBron this information this week.
That's all right. I like LeBron. LeBron said, "Let me give y'all another plug because Aaron around here about she want to talk about something else." Thank you, LeBron. LeBron Minnis is the accordionist that I referenced earlier in our conversation.
Yeah, and I also do a lot of. I'm a blind DJ. DJ Peters, you know.
Okay.
I do a lot of stuff.
Wow. All right.
A lot of things I do, radio shows and stuff like that too. So.
Give the people a number to contact you at, LeBron.
It's +1-242-465-1561.
That's right. You don't have to be in the Bahamas to call LeBron either. 1-242. Reach out to my boy.
Yeah. Hey, LeBron, this is Gus.
Yeah, what's going on, man?
You all right, buddy?
Yeah, y'all gonna see me in a minute. Y'all gonna see me in a minute.
All right. Good stuff. See you tomorrow, buddy.
Good stuff.
Tomorrow, y'all gonna see me in a minute, like I said.
Okay, you right. Somebody nearby. All right. Okay, guys, I have to tell y'all goodbye. Let me talk about these politicians.
All right.
I don't want to.
Appreciate you, though.
Absolutely. Yes, Ms. Johnson.
I just wanted to say really quickly.
Yeah,
at JS Johnson, we come into contact with a lot of different charitable organizations and entities. Mm-hmm. And I must tell you, in this interaction, I've learned so much about the Bahamas Alliance for the Blind and Visually Impaired. Mm-hmm. So much that they take on, so much that they have to do, and how much help they need. So I just want everybody to be sensitized to it. I want corporate Bahamas to be aware, mm-hmm. and I want to encourage everyone to come out tomorrow and support them.
Awesome. Absolutely.
Awesome. Thank you.
No, I just saying, see you guys tomorrow, 7 o'clock, 7 a.m. at the Clifford Park.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Now, y'all listen to this music while I say this. The people in the room could see what I had coming. And they say, Aaron, don't do it to them, because I got some questions here, right? Like, first of all, I got some points. Like, Pia Glover Roll, she understood the assignment last night. Bahami music, Junkanoo music, female artists performing, right? And the song, she ain't forget to call the party name 17 times, right? Pia Glover Roll is presenting herself. She is a consummate stateswoman. The look, the demeanor. I don't have to agree with her politics, and many times I don't, but that ain't the point. The point is, this is a great example of what a stateswoman, what a leader, how they should be, the space they should occupy. I wanted to make that point. But who give JoBeth Colby Davis permission to reify Bonefish Foley? Bonefish Foley of all the songs? Right? And then she have two songs on top of it? I just want to say, I hope Leslie, Pia, Glover Roll, JoBeth Colby, the first three women we see are incumbents, so we expect to see more. But these three women in particular, and they politic so well. Their MP game is strong, strong, strong. Right? I need y'all to figure out how to bring that into governance. Their MP game strong. I need y'all other MPs to start modeling some of the most positive things from their MP game. I can give them some kudos, you know, because with the rest I have to give for them. Anyway, we all out of time. Mr. Mitchell. I don't know. This is an exciting race, Fox Hill. Mr. Mitchell, sir. Can't say that on the People Them TV, man. Let's moderate this language. And the last thing I can say, maybe Mr. Nuriel, let me say one or two things. Don't mind Blind Blake talking about the first this is the first gangster rap song, you know. I don't want you all to think that young people bring gangster rap to the Bahamas. But they're politicians, this rhetoric, the war generals, battle ready. Let's get rid of it. Let's get rid of it. We don't need that here. We love each other too much for that to escalate beyond what we want. Y'all moderate it from the top, right? And I say, all the Bahamian music, all the Bahamian artists, y'all had a good time last night. Let's translate to good governance. You guys, this is On the Clock with Aaron Green. Thank Bob V and Four Seasons Race Management and J.S. Johnson. We ain't get to politic today. Thank them for that. And stay tuned, because Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri is up next.
My God, it was 33 souls on the water. Swimming and praying to the Daniel God. 33 souls on the water.
your old sailor.
My goddamn George Brown, he was the captain.
Brown, come see.
He shout, my see. Children, come pray. My George Brown, he was the captain.
Brown, come see. Your old sailor.
My God, he say, come now, witness your judgment.
Brown, come see.
He
Brown,
shout,
come
my
see.
Children, come pray. Come now, witness your judgment.
Brown, come see. Your old sailor.
When it comes to hearts at Cleveland Clinic, you can't miss a beat. You seek the best care possible, work with the brightest minds, and leave no stone unturned to get to the heart of the matter. Because understanding is always the first step to overcoming. For every heart in the world, see how we're advancing the future of heart care at Cleveland Clinic today.
Are you searching for something new? Something exciting? Your dream job in paradise? Well, look no further. Royal Beach Club Paradise Island is hiring. Join a dynamic group of passionate hospitality professionals, craft unforgettable moments, and thrive in a vibrant, welcoming atmosphere. Play your part in shaping the future of our team while growing your own career every day. Bring your energy, your passion, and your creativity to a workplace that's as dynamic and fun as you are. At Royal Beach Club Paradise Island, the opportunities don't just exist. They're limitless. So are you ready to find your perfect fit? Visit Royal Beach Club at paradiseisland.com/career today and step into a world of exciting possibilities.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.